Get closer to the game with Off the Dribble on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
What do you think has been mischaracterized about what happened with you in Memphis in terms of you not being a coach that wanted to go the route of the analytical movement?
Well, I think that's the very essence right there, that I was against analytics, and I wasn't. I was asked a question of what did I think about analytics, because, you know, I knew they said that new ownership was, that was what they were about. They were hiring John Hollinger and all that. And I just said, I have no problem against analytics. I said, I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. Everything is a tool. And even myself, we use stats. Coaches use stats every day. And when, you know, for me, it's a 10-game trend. It's also watching players and how they trend up and down. And normally I go and talk to players. I have to have some kind of quantification when I tell them that their game is slipping and they're not doing what they're supposed to do with job-wise. And you have to have numbers. And I have no problem with analytics. I have no problem with how I, and I've indicated this to the front office, that I didn't care how they got players, just as long as players were good enough to help me win. I mean, I have no problem with how players are brought to the team. What I have a problem with is when you say that, you know, we want to do lineup assessments and, you know, these guys should be playing more of these guys, or this lineup is the best together in the last 2 minutes of the game, because, you know, you're going to always have your best players in the game. And if you have some lineups that are played in blowouts, whether you're way ahead or way behind, and they play well, you know, naturally their numbers are going to stand out a lot better. And I think that what stats are for is, if you want to paint them a certain way, they make you look good. If you want to use them another way, they can make you look bad. And the reality is they're for trends. When I watch a game and I say, we weren't hustling tonight, and then I go look at the stats that we keep, we had no deflections, then I know that we weren't hustling on defense, because usually when we're hustling, we get a certain amount of deflections. That is the same way with transition points. If there's a lot of transition points, that means you're taking bad shots, you're not getting back, you're turning the ball over. And so for me, stats quantify and verify what I already saw with my naked eye in those terms. But when it comes to players, I can't tell you really. I like players from what I see, but I can't tell you for certain that a player can play or not play until I've seen him really up close and working with me. And, you know, I might say, oh, that guy's got a chance. But there's always something that could be wrong with him. And I think it's the same holds true when you start talking about numbers. You can look at numbers, and there's a lot of players that have numbers, but they're keys, and they don't have the heart, they don't have the toughness, they don't have everything that requires to win. So, again, if you use numbers solely, you're going to lose out. If you use your eyes solely, you're going to lose out. So, you know, that's my stand on it.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.